Narrative frameworks. 50. Spirit of life. Life can live an expression that mirrors itself, or life can live an expression that distances itself from itself. Spirit of the law. Law can reflect the natural principles of life, or law can reflect principles away from life. And this is often the case that law reflects principles away from life, when it is given over to the letter and not the principle. The spirit of law given over to the letter of law, the reality given over to the symbol, the essence given over to the image. And when the image has taken centre stage and the essence has been forgotten, then we are at a critical point. Because the image, once essence has been forgotten, denied, the image can impose itself as the essence. And make all else in service to it, rather than being of service. This is the case with law. Law can come into existence to reflect life principles and protect life principles. But as we are removed from the land, we are removed from functioning of life and move into functioning within modernity, principles that are not principles of life but principles of a system, then the law once it has gained traction can become that which is served rather than that which is of service. Goodness with a capital G. Is reduced to goodness with a little g. The essence is reduced to a particular aspect of the experience. And that aspect of the experience, claiming to be the whole, becomes the new thing served. But in this process we have removed ourselves from the truth. We have removed ourselves from ultimate goodness, and we exist in a constructed aspect. We exist in a constructed goodness, a goodness that is relative to badness, and we are stuck in a duality, forgetting the non-duality. And the new law, replacing the law of life, replacing true goodness becomes nothing so great as that, becomes a a relative value, and a relative value that is open to being abused as those claiming the authority of law are not the true authority, but are an aspect of the creation which has put itself in the position of protecting life. And yet, as principles of life have faded away, and as modernity has developed its own principles, the danger is that the service is not to life anymore, it's service to modernity, it's service to the machine, its service to the turning of the wheels. And so law becomes something that is not necessarily natural to life anymore. Law becomes something which is an imposed value system claiming to serve life. And there may be this facade that life is being served, but underneath that, life is really not being served. Perhaps a crafty fake veneer of benevolence. And this can only gain semblance of authority when we have lost touch with the true authority. An imposed law can only become the authoritative law when the true authoritative law has been forgotten. So we need to remember the spirit of the law beyond just the letter. What does law exist for? To protect and serve life. Life does not exist to protect and serve the law. Unless we are talking about the law of love. And the real law of love, not some image of love, not some symbolic expression of love. Because symbolic expressions tend to be manipulated when they are disconnected from the source.